So, are we good? We got one more, maybe? One more, Rosemary.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for listening to us. Thank you.
I was a friend of Mikey V's, and it's really great that you folks are keeping his spirit alive. So thank you so much.
Yes, and so was I.
Don't forget to come to the Midway on Saturday the 27th. Rosemary.
One, two, three, four. On the edge of the bed are the old words that are gone, wrapped in dusty cassette, all the useless song. I hear them in my head, but I can't face them again. I'm only waiting. Rosemary calls away. I'm only waiting. Rosemary calls away. So once again, I have been unclear in another sad verse of a sad career. It's all I had to say. The end of a long hard day. I'm only waiting. Rosemary goes away. I'm only waiting. Rosemary goes away. Don't want to sell you. But I see reflected in your mother's eyes, and it's not okay. In that Russian club, you said drink you must. I spilled my Moscow Mule, and then you spilled my guts. You said the past belongs to each of us, and we will make of it what we must. And I'm only waiting till Rosemary goes away. I'm only waiting till Rosemary goes away. I'm on the way there. Rosemary goes away. I'm on the way there. Till she goes away. Till she goes away. Till she goes away. Goes away. Till she goes away. Thank you. We're Two Quarters of Tell. Come see us at the Midway. On Saturday the 27th.
And that was just Tell live from Studio D. And coming up next, we're back to local music over here in Studio A. Coming up next is L. Carter with The Rain.
When the clouds roll in and I can hear the thunder, and the lightning strikes ahead, I start to wonder if I'll ever get to see another color, or if blue is all I'll know. So I learned to love when the sky turns gray, 'cause in the storm your tears look like rain, and all who pass us by don't have to know. And I like to think the sky feels it too. Cry together over missing you for the first time in a while. I don't feel alone. Oh, I love the rain.
Rain.
'Cause the rain feels like home.
Mm-hmm.
On the day that you last wrapped your arms around me, through the tears that I was shedding, I felt like drowning. To think the sky feels it too. Cry together over missing you for the first time in a while. I don't feel alone. Oh, I love the rain. 'Cause the rain feels like home. I remember when home used to be the moments you would share with me wherever we were standing. Where my tears now try to comfort me, and when I see the storm clouds up above, I can feel like I have somebody. Like I have somebody. So I learned to love when the sky turns gray, 'cause in the storm your tears look like rain, and all who pass us by don't have to know. And I'd like to think the sky feels it too. Cry together over missing you for the first time in a while. I don't feel alone. Oh, I love the rain, 'cause the rain feels like home.
All right, that was just L. Carter with The Rain. And now I'm joined by the guys from Tell. How's it going?
Doing great. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
My pleasure. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
I'm David Wildman, guitar player, lead singer.
I'm Jim Foster, lead guitar player and secondary vocalist.
All right. And so you guys, I listened back to Joel's interview with you the last time you were on the show, couple years ago, which was my second time hosting On the Town.
Oh.
So I've come a long way since then.
Glad to be part of that.
Yeah. And it sounds like you guys are veterans of the Boston scene. So what other acts might people know you from?
You go.
Oh, gee whiz. Well, I have been involved in a number of things. Most of them really haven't gotten off the ground all that well. There was a band back a few years ago called Vision Thing I was in that was signed to Cherry Disc, a nice local label that we put out a CD, and it got some decent airplay and whatnot at the time. But mostly I've been a rather obscure individual for the most part. I think David's probably had a somewhat higher profile than myself.
I don't know about that. let's see. I've played in a band called Savage Garden, which is not the one that, you know, that made all the money. Yeah, that was a duo I did back in the early 90s. I played a band called Casper Hauser. I played in the band called Darktown with Malcolm from who played with Sugar, Malcolm Travis, and that was pretty interesting. The Unfamiliars, I played in that band with Jay Raffi, who's playing bass in Tell.
Now, Malcolm, of course, was in Human Sexual Response in the Zulus as well.
He was.
Two absolutely legendary local bands. Yeah. I mean, Sugar was with Bob Mould, of course, so that was somewhat higher profile, but yep. Jesus, his other stuff around town has always been wonderful.
Yeah.
Love Malcolm's drumming.
Yeah, so I'm from Lowell. And Jim's from...
Well, actually, I grew up on the Cape. I live in Milton now. Cape.
He lives in Milton.
I grew up on the Cape. And
I'm pretty amazed with what's going on in the Lowell scene, actually. Some of those bands you played were from Lowell?
Yeah, Tisk Task, who I just heard. I know they're from Lowell, yeah. That's quite an aggressive sound they've got there.
Yeah. But there seems to be a whole like renaissance of really good music happening in Lowell and clubs to play and stuff. So we play the Warp and Weft a lot. We're trying to get in some other clubs there.
There does seem to be something of a scene developing in Lowell right now, doesn't there?
I mean, there sure does.
When we play there's always very enthusiastic people.
And the Town and the City Festival, I think, has really kind of kick-started that. Opened up.
Maybe it's because people can actually afford to live in Lowell, unlike the greater Boston and Cambridge area, where that's what attracts creative people, right? An opportunity to.
And plus, there's a desire there for creative people to come in. You know, they really value creative people. I mean, it's part
there
of
was
what
a time
about.
When I would have said that around this area too, but I think it's changed.
At least it's not Seaport.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to work up in Lowell, and it's a nice area. I've been to Warp and Weft. I don't know if I got to catch a band there, but great venue.
Yeah,
really
great
cool
venue.
Scene.
Yeah.
And there's also like a bit of an underground basement scene that's on the rise in Lowell.
Mm-hmm.
And coming up, I think it's next weekend or the weekend after, there are going to be a bunch of Lowell bands playing at Nice, a fest. Right in Davis Square.
Oh, cool.
Like, local music festival.
We just got the word. We're actually going to be playing at the Jamaica Plain Music Fest in September, which is where we're looking forward to. That's going to be a great outdoor event in September.
Is that
food
like
trucks and all kinds of good stuff and everything. Yes.
Is that the Jamaica Plain Porch Fest?
No,
not Porch Fest. We haven't... Okay. We were going to do... We had a Medford Porch Fest in... fell through. I know the Porch Fests are getting very popular, aren't they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Every town's doing them.
But the JP Music Festival is a pretty huge deal. I mean, it's they set up two stages in front of the pond.
Mm-hmm.
One band sets up on one stage while the other one's playing so that there's no space between bands, and they just crank them out. And there's usually a lot of people who show up, so we're excited about that. And they also asked us to play the month before at the VFW there as sort of a feature. They're featuring some of the bands from the festival, so that was a real honor.
That's great.
Yeah, Rick Berlin's gonna be playing that, right? And he's like a local legend.
Yeah.
Awesome. So you've got that coming up. Do you have any other gigs lined up?
The Square Root, right?
Yes, the Square Root. Well, we've got the Midway in a couple weeks, then in August the Square Root Saturday the 25th, I believe it is, but looking forward to playing there for the first time. Great new venue for us, so very excited to be playing there.
Yeah.
Where is that one?
Roslindale.
Okay. I feel like I've heard of it, but it hasn't really been on my radar.
They're getting a lot of great bands there. It's
mm-hmm.
We're taking over JP.
It's Roslindale, it's just not a part of town that I associated with clubs, but mm-hmm. now they've got a good one. So
great, good.
Yeah, for sure. More the better, that's for damn sure.
Yeah. Considering how long you guys have been in the scene, if you could play one more gig at any venue, that isn't around anymore, what venue would you choose?
That isn't around anymore?
Yeah.
Oh, I could answer that in a heartbeat. The Channel. I used to love playing the Channel. I mean, I only played there twice, but this place, it really felt like a rock star. It was huge. I can't remember the capacity, but it was a far bigger capacity than most rooms in town now. And I saw a lot of great bands there. I remember seeing the Butthole Surfers there, and I ran to Gigi Allen. I mean, it was just a crazy place. I evidently run by the mob, where there was a lot of rumors about shady ownership and stuff. But
oh yeah,
I loved the Channel. I loved seeing bands there. I loved playing there. I miss that place. I miss a lot of the old places.
Yeah, I mean, like Night Stage there had some good stuff.
Oh, Night Stage was very nice.
Yeah. I can't think of the ones that that have passed away. Jax. Remember Jax?
That was gone before I got to town. It burned down, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had just gotten to town when I heard about it. And then was a place called Jumpin' Jack Flash that I never got to either.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, new places are popping up all the time, which is great.
They sure are. Mm-hmm. There's another place in Lowell I wanted to mention. The Chinese restaurant. What the heck's it called? Kodo, I think it's called. There's one in Salem, and they just...
I've heard of the one in Salem.
It's a huge rock club there. I mean, as far as the, you know, the amount of really heavy-duty stuff going on there. And now they opened one up in Lowell, so it's
awesome.
Pretty cool.
That's
Thirsty
great.
First is a,
Thirsty
is a
First, yeah,
really
fun.
Cool club. They every Saturday night, they just pack that place with punkers. Punk rock bands and people of all ages that are into, you know, really heavy, loud rock music. And that seems to be the sound of Lowell. It's all like heavy, you know, balls to the wall rock, which is great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. There's one band which I saw is going to be playing Nice, which is from Lowell. I think they're called Burp with a period at the end.
I never heard of them.
Have to keep my eyes open for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, maybe after the interview, I'll play one of their songs.
Cool.
Oh, please do.
Yeah. Let's see. So, when you guys are working on your songs, what's your creative process look like? Is there someone who usually...
Yeah, I usually write the songs out as far as the chords and melody, but then I just turn them loose to the guys in the band to do whatever they want to do, and it always ends up being something different than I would have expected.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a blast.
Yeah.
And we try to work out different guitar parts so that we're not just playing the same chords. Like you see that a lot, and yeah. I just feel like it shows a lack of imagination. So we try hard to just not be ever playing the same thing.
We've banned strumming from the band as much as possible.
And no strumming. No, band.
No strumming.
Mm-hmm.
But David really is the primary songwriter, and he brings them in. They're pretty much fully baked. But then we add little touches to them, and of course the rhythm section. We have a great rhythm section. They just drive
sure
the songs.
Do.
They just give them a kick in the behind, which is what they need.
It is important.
Yeah,
gotta keep it moving forward.
Yep. Jay Raffey on bass. We gotta give these guys their due.
Yeah, Patrick Cran on drums and a hard driving drummer and hard driving bass player, and just what we need.
A very creative bass player.
Yeah.
He never plays what anybody would expect.
I would agree. Yeah, he takes a different approach than pretty much anyone else I've ever played with, that's for sure.
But he reminds me of the bass player in the Stranglers.
Interesting.
Mm. Yeah.
So Tell is all uppercase, right?
Yeah.
Why?
Why not?
Yeah.
Just sort of happened.
Yeah, it just sort of happened, and people do it. Like, mm-hmm.
What the heck?
So it catches on. You know?
What the heck?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a style. It's a choice for sure.
It's only a couple letters. You know.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Tell lowercase. It's not going to stand out, but Tell all uppercase.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Do you have a favorite song to perform?
I would say My Kind of Lie, which is a old one that I wrote a long time ago, but it never sounded like it does with this band. This band is just a
it's on the first CD, but
it's not
different now. We tend to close the shows. We didn't play it tonight because it's just impossible to have the energy without the rhythm section that the song requires, but we tend to close our live shows with it. I also enjoy playing that a lot.
Yeah.
We just have a lot of fun with that because Because it's the last song of the set, and you can just kind of lose it, you know. It's a thing to do.
If you had to pick one word other than tell to describe tell, what word would you choose?
Gosh darn it, these are some interesting questions.
Yeah, and hard ones.
Wow, I'm trying to think of an amusing non sequitur of some kind, but nothing's really coming to mind.
Malfeasance? I don't know.
Grime. Grime.
And so we definitely are pretty ragged around the edges.
Yeah, it's a little raggedness going on. And you know, you have a pretty aggressive guitar tone most of the time.
Jazz master.
Yeah, so it's kind of cranky. Grimy, cranky.
Yeah, it's like the seven alternative dwarves.
Yes.
It's not making us sound very attractive or appealing, but...
You know, it's...
But
it's,
I'm just telling it like it is, so...
Yeah.
The truth. The truth will out.
Yep.
But there's a charm to that, too. So, it's... Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite gig that you've played together?
The last one, I think, for me.
The CD release party at the Middle East, I was really happy
about. That was great, too.
That went very well. It was one of those kind of, we really needed it to be well attended.
Well, that was our first gig as the new band.
And the release of the new EP, which we're really excited about, the sound of it, and seems to be getting a good response,
yeah.
Which is really encouraging.
Excellent. When did that come out?
Was that April?
Is it?
I think so. April or May.
Yeah.
When did we play that gig? Yeah, I think it was in April.
April.
Nice. How would you describe the current Boston music scene in the context of where it has been? And where do you see it going? Sounds like we have high hopes for Lowell.
That's a fascinating question.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because there's never been a time that I can remember where you would have so many, such an age range of people into the same music, you know? So you see 60, 70-year-old people out there. Most of the people are over, like, at least over 40, 50. But then, you know, you got the kids that show up as well. I teach guitar, and I'm amazed at how many young kids, you know, want to learn songs from the 70s, you know, like heavy rock stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I think things are in a cool place right now because I think about earlier times when I was involved, and there was sort of a sense of clickiness and a highly competitive spirit.
It would be you were represented by whatever music you liked.
Right, but there was also a sense that someone else's success was at your expense. Like,
oh yeah, it was cutthroat.
Yeah, I mean, that seems to be gone. Like, you know, it might sound ridiculous,
it's just music now.
It's because when I first came to town, bands actually started getting signed out of Boston to major labels. And all of a sudden, there was a sense like, well, you know, that could be you. But the reality of it was, without exception, all of them put out one record and were dropped unceremoniously. But at that time, there was this sense of like, well, we could be man rock stars or whatever. Like, no one is, this could be just me, but it appears that no one is laboring under this sense that there's some big brass ring to be grabbed anymore because the state of the music industry is so different from what I'm talking about previously.
We basically have no hope.
So. We got no hope at all.
Yeah,
but we're just having fun.
Just,
and that's like
rocking,
the joy of it, the sheer joy of it. It's sort of liberating, actually, to be like, we do this for the sheer joy of it. There's no sense that there's anywhere to go or any place we're going to get to. It's just for the fun of it. And I think that gives it a certain purity that it lacked previously.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the bands that are popping up these days are like that. You know, like Sapling. I saw them, absolutely blew me away. Just, you know, two girls and a drummer, you know, bass, drums, and a girl on guitar playing mostly guitar, bass player singing. But just, like, who gives a damn kind of music. You know, they just get out there and lay it down. Powerful stuff. And I heard a couple of bands say this during the Town and the City Festival, that they're not on the internet. You know, you can't hear them on Spotify. They don't care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I mean, and that's one nice thing about Boston. There's a lot of opportunities to see bands live.
Yeah.
Not as many as there should be, but there still are plenty. And yeah, no, I totally agree. I think that it's a very collaborative scene. If anything, it's a little like too collaborative. Everyone's in everyone else's band.
There's a lot of that.
Yeah, we got that happening.
But what is positive about that is it helps to build a sense of community.
Mm-hmm.
And the sense of community for me as an individual is more important now than it ever has been. That this is why, you know, particularly emerging from this ridiculous post-COVID environment we've all been in, I feel strongly there's a sense that we need to rebuild this community and in a very positive way. I think it's kind of starting to happen, you know?
Yeah.
It's definitely starting to happen.
And there's some really, really good bands out there. Charming Arson is really excellent.
Great band.
Excellent band, the Daylilies.
You just scratch the surface a little bit and there's all kinds of great stuff going on.
Detention, you know, he's amazing. Just so many bands.
And yeah, every time
they're
we
just
play,
all really good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The level of quality is really high. Yeah. But I think there's also a sense of camaraderie. There's less of that clickiness, that snipiness that I used to feel at one point. That,
we're just old and we don't care anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Exactly. Right.
Where do you go to find these new local bands? What would your advice be to someone who's looking to get into the scene?
That's a good question. You go out to a club and you know, you'll meet people and
you'll find
out about bands that way.
That's this really kind of core of like the Midway, the Jungle, I think the Square Root, like a place where they're now nurturing bands. Mm-hmm. There was a time when more clubs would nurture bands. Some clubs aren't doing that anymore. Certain clubs around town have no interest in nurturing bands. In fact, they're moving to this model of, no, you rent the room out from us, and you pay us, and you sell tickets. So they have no risk. They're putting no risk into it. And I find that somewhat offensive. And you'll see no local bands playing those clubs because none of us can afford to do that, or very few of them can.
There aren't that many headliners that you could actually name, you know,
that
could fill a club.
But I think, you go out any Saturday night to the Jungle or the Midway or the Square Root or any of those places, you're going to see great quality bands. And different stuff. Very eclectic right now. All kinds of different stuff.
Yeah.
There's no one sound or scene or any nonsense like that. It's just all very different, very diverse.
I don't know if you guys caught my show 7 to 9 p.m., but a lot of what I was playing was like 70s folk rock and Canterbury scene, prog rock.
Yes, love it.
Yeah. Yeah. And have you heard of the Croaks?
The Croaks.
Yeah.
I have not, but I'll seek them out.
Yeah, they're local, and they're like playing that sound. And I saw them live, and I was like, what? That's one of my favorite genres. No way, that's in Boston.
I'll have to seek them out for sure,
because
I love that sound too.
Oh, yeah.
Love that genre. Yeah.
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very cool sound. What would your advice be to a young Boston musician trying to, maybe not break out, but just trying to get out there?
Just play, you know.
Yeah.
Just go out there and talk to the clubs, and just start playing gigs. That's how you get known. And the internet, of course. You put your stuff up on the internet.
I still think live performance is the thing, man. Just get out there, find a way to get in front of people.
Yeah.
Play in a church basement. Play at your friend's birthday party, whatever it is. Just get up there, play, express yourself, have a great time, and don't care about how anyone responds. And you may be surprised. People might respond more positively than you anticipate.
And I'd say also do recording and send your stuff out to radio stations like this one.
Yeah.
You guys will play local bands that no one's ever heard of. And that is very
cool.
It means
a lot.
And not only that, you're not just local. You go out all over the world. So,
mm-hmm.
that's another, you know, way to do it. And it's really cheap to record now. And that's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
You can do it at home. you know, with Reaper or something, you know. Yeah. It's, and it, and you get good sounding stuff. So people kind of expect that any kind of local band is going to sound great, you know, like a national band, because they can, without, you know, spending huge amounts of money.
Yeah, it's true. But we really appreciate the fact that you guys here are keeping local music alive, supporting local music, keeping the spirit of Mikey D alive, and having the show. So thanks so much for having us on.
Oh, yeah, it's been a pleasure. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Do you have any final words of wisdom?
No wisdom.
I used up all my wisdom.
Yeah. Only thanks again for including us. It was great to play, and we hope to be back with the full band.
Fantastic.
So people can hear the full Tell experience.
Yes.
And come see us at Midway.
Mm-hmm. What's the date for that one?
27th, right?
27th.
Next Saturday.
Next Saturday, yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Coming great. Up soon.
Cool. Looking forward to it. All right, guys.
Thanks again.
Have a good night.
Good night.
I'm gonna fart in this one.
No.
Baby, can't you see? I'm calling. A guy like you should be a warning. It's dangerous. I'm falling. There's no escape. I can't wait. I need a hit. Dangerous, I'm loving it. Too high, can't come down. Whispers in my head, spinning round and round. Do you feel me now? With the taste of your lips, I'm on a ride. You're toxic, I'm slipping up. It's the taste of a poison paradise. I'm addicted to you.
getting late to give you up. I took a sip from my devil's cup. Slowly, it's taking over me. Too high, can't go down. It's in the air and it's all around. Can you feel me now? With the taste of your lips, I'm on a ride. You're toxic. It's a taste of a poison paradise. I'm addicted to you, don't you know that you're toxic? And I love what you do, don't you know that you're toxic? Taste of your lips, I'm on a ride. You're toxic, I'm slipping up. It's a taste of a poison paradise. I'm addicted to you, don't you know that you're toxic?
That was just a brand new song from Natalia. That was called Walking on a Line, and that came out 3 days ago, 4 days ago. Before that, Lowell Band Burp, period, with a cover of Britney Spears' Toxic. Before that was Video Days with Garden. And now a PSA. Even though marijuana is the safest known psychoactive drug, legal for adult recreational use in many states, including Massachusetts, and nobody has ever died from an overdose, when you get high, your brain functions differently. That's the point, isn't it? Consuming cannabis and products derived from it, containing THC, will alter your senses, change the way your body processes perceptions and thoughts, and affect your reaction times, most dangerously when you are faced with an immediate emergency situation, which can happen at any time while driving. It's a delusion that stoned drivers are better. Impaired drivers of any kind are more dangerous to themselves and others. So, if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a motor vehicle and driving. Walk to your destination, take public transportation, or find some way of getting a ride from an unimpaired driver. Spend your time peacefully enjoying life as you safely get to your destination instead of worrying whether you might kill other people with a single mistake in your judgment. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. We got another 18 minutes to go. I'm going to have 18 minutes of local music plus a couple minutes of me yapping. So take those off the local music. But I'm really keeping you guys away from your local music, and that's not fair. Coming up next, a new release. This one is a month and 10 days old. It is from Anna Shone, and it is off the new EP called Holiday. That last song was Holyoke by War Machine, released earlier this year, I think in February. Before that, Divine Sweater with Counterparts, which came out earlier this month, and Ashawn with I Can't Fix You, which came out last month, and Natalia with Walking on a Line, which came out just a couple days ago. Coming up next, this is a demo track from the end of last year by a band called Radler, which is done by a member of that last band, War Machine. And I think if I talk for another minute, then I can play that and then hand it off to the next DJ. So let's see. You've been listening to On the Town with Mikey D, full of all of the best local music coming from Boston and New England. And my name is Mellow Max. I play highly recommended music 7 to 9 p.m. on Wednesdays, and then 9 to midnight every third Wednesday I'm here spinning local music. Our musical guest on the Town this week was Tell. They played a really nice set, and it was great chatting with them. Big thank you to them for coming in. Local music. You should check them out the weekend after next, but if you're not going to check them out, you should totally get tickets to Nice, a fest, local music festival, all local music, and it's based right in Davis Square. It's three different stages. One of them's outdoors, one's at the Crystal Ballroom, and the third is somewhere else in Davis Square. It's going to be a good time. Next week on my show, I'm going to have a local sound team, Goodway Studios, come in and talk about the Boston music scene. All right, wrapping up the night for us, The Flicker by Radler. And that's with two R's at the end and D's. Radler. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio.
So cathartic if I had